The walls of Wyoming's Bighorn Canyon rise above a slender lake that once ran as a river. That river flowed for many thousands of years, surging at the end of the last ice age as melting glaciers sent torrents down the Rocky Mountains and out into tributaries that carved through the earth like blades through soft lumber. That flowing and carving ended here in the 1960s with the construction of a dam. Ever since, the waters have lapped calmly against sedimentary layers that ascend more than 1,000 feet, capped by a plateau on top. A web of hiking trails stretches across that plateau today in the Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area, where I found myself walking a few summers ago. As I crunched along a dusty path, I dutifully obeyed signs warning me to watch out for scorpions and rattlesnakes. I peered behind bushes and beneath boulders for a mile or so, until I followed a bend in the path and came upon that massive scar in the earth, the Bighorn Canyon. I set down my backpack and folded my legs beneath me to sit on the pale ground. Bluebirds chased flies through juniper and sagebrush. Wild mustangs grazed on a hillside nearby. I could hear family shouting about snakes or scorpions up ahead. But all that faded around me as I took in the strata, those neatly arranged layers of sand, silt, and clay laid out on the canyon walls in a striped pattern, all the way down to the water below. Pulled from the moment, I plunged into deep time, caught somewhere in the Paleozoic, long before human voices echoed on Earth, even before snakes or hooves or grasses grew here. I sat for a while, taking in the remnants of ancient beaches, or seafloors, or other sandy environments that had long since turned to stone. My mind shuffled through the winds and rains that had spilled out those sediments, and all the dramas that had unfolded in the millions of years since then. The rise and fall of species, the coalescing and disintegration of continents, the storms bigger than the last, the clouds too heavy to hold snow. I imagined my own short life in the context of all the time locked up in that canyon wall, and felt tiny, tinier than tiny, a speck of dust. In that smallness, I felt a sort of relief.